Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. The jury in Donald Trump's hush money trial will begin deliberations tomorrow. ABC's Aaron Katursky at Manhattan Criminal Court.
The judge told the jury his instructions on the law would take about an hour, give or take. And so by lunchtime, we expect that the jury will have this historic case. And the judge has warned everybody, including the entourage that seems to daily come with former President Trump, that nobody's going to be allowed into or out of the courtroom once the jury is deliberating.
Jurors sat through hours of closing arguments today. The White House condemned a deadly IDF strike over the weekend, but says it did not cross President Biden's red line because it was not a full-scale ground invasion into Rafah. Two people remain unaccounted for after a building explosion in Youngstown, Ohio. The military is investigating the crash of an F-35 fighter in New Mexico. The pilot's ejected and is in stable condition. This is ABC News. Utility crews in Texas are working to restore downed power lines before another round of severe weather is expected to hit the region tomorrow.
After a devastating and deadly Memorial Day holiday weekend of violent storms, yet another horrific system sweeping through Texas.
Oh my God!
Torrential rain inundating drivers on Interstate 635 in Dallas. By the time the storms made their way to Houston, outages topped a million across the state.
Cover your head! Cover your head!
This latest round comes after a deadly weekend with more than 70 reported tornadoes.
ABC's Maria Villarreal. A Virginia man was sentenced to time served and fined about $9,000 for bringing ammunition to Turks and Caicos. Tyler Renrick avoided a possible 12-year prison sentence under the island nation's strict gun laws. He pleaded guilty to two counts of possession of ammunition after two 9mm rounds were found in his luggage. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
All across Wisconsin, destination marketing organizations are working to ensure that tourism in our state and your local community is stronger than ever. Their work to drive visitation and enhance the visitor experience not only encourages travelers to discover our great state, it bolsters the economy, supports jobs, and it improves the quality of life for all Wisconsin residents. To learn more about what these great organizations are doing, visit DestinationsWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Destinations Wisconsin.
I'm Terry Bell with WMDX News, your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WMDX website at mad.radio.
The John and Gordy Show.
We got fired a lot of times for different reasons.
Oh, nice.
And we got fired so many times, it was the only press that we were able to get in this town. And one of the stories had us pictured on the cover.
Wow. And so we did that. We did a little interview. Paper came out on a Sunday. We got fired the next day.
Tune in while you still can. Weekday mornings 6 until 8 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Supporters of Donald Trump say they have enough signatures to force a recall election of Assembly Speaker Robin Voss. That's after their first attempt came up short. Petition circulators say they have more than 8,000 signatures from voters in the district where Voss was elected in 2022. Voss has 10 days to challenge the signatures. Federal transportation leaders say they're looking into adding more new passenger train service in Wisconsin. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says people in Wisconsin want to take the train.
There's no reason why Americans should settle for less in terms of our quality and reliability of passenger rail compared to any other country. That's what this is really about.
Buttigieg speaking with WYSN-TV's Up Front. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Return of Craig Counsell. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Craig Counsell holds the Brewers club record for most career wins as a manager, but when he returned to AmFam Field wearing a Cubs uniform, he got nothing but boos. Council asked if he watched the brief tribute video in his honor on the scoreboard.
I didn't see much of the video. I don't know. It wasn't on very long. Yeah, I mean, it's like I said before the game. I mean, I think, you know, the fans are here to enjoy a day, enjoy a baseball game. They get to do what they want, and hopefully they had a good time.
The Cubs losing 5-1 to the Brewers, thanks to a clutch 3-run homer by Willie Adames in the 8th and Robert Gasser pitching another beauty, 6 scoreless innings. The two teams play again tonight. The Brewers now with a 4.5 game lead over Chicago in the NL Central.
You know, guys, it's the third of the season, so we got a long way to go. This is a nice win, and, you know, we got a long way to go.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Any remaining showers ending, we'll see lows dropping to the upper 40s overnight as a partly cloudy sky develops. Light north winds. On Wednesday, mostly sunny with highs in the middle 60s. Warmer for Thursday, sunshine close to the 70-degree mark. Currently 52 degrees.
Maggie Dawn.
Next up, I'll be joined by Navy veteran Tom Polzowitz. We'll discuss what President Joe Biden has gotten done for veterans.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons at 2. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Well, greetings, my friends, patriots, lovers of democracy, truth, and justice, believers in peace, freedom, and the American way. Tom Hartman here with you. I am hearing myself in my ear, by the way. There's something. There you go. Thank you. What a day. Huh? I hope you had a great Memorial Day weekend. President Biden celebrated by honoring our troops. Donald Trump celebrated by calling our troops human scum, at least those troops who might support Joe Biden. It's really getting pathetic. Trump's trial is in closing arguments right now. The defense has been so far saying basically liar, 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 pants on fire. They're accusing Stormy Daniels of lying. They're accusing Michael Cohen of lying. I'm not sure how that's going to work for them. But anyhow, the prosecution will probably start their closing arguments on the other side of lunch, which will probably happen in the next little bit, you know, the next 20, 30 minutes, thereabouts. But I'll keep you up to date on it. We've got a monitor running here in the studio, and you know, plus, you know, I can see what the news publications are reporting. So we got a lot to talk about today. What will be Donald Trump's October surprise? I want to start with that. And also in this first hour, the press. What has happened to the lifeblood of our democracy? In the second hour of our program, Alex Aronson is going to drop by, an expert on the right-wing takeover of the Supreme Court and the rest of the federal judiciary. That'll be at the bottom of the hour. And also, at the top of the hour, why the GOP deploys the mudsill theory, something that I was informed about by one of our callers, Gar from, I believe, Atlanta, maybe Chicago. I'd have to go back and look. But, you know, he called a couple of times and said, hey, you need to check this out. I checked it out, and I wrote a piece about it. It's just, it's amazing. I'll tell you all about that in the second hour of the program. In the third hour of our program, Michelangelo Signorelli, my colleague here on Sirius XM, will drop by. Are the Dems going to remove Mike Johnson? And also, will housing costs be the 2024 sleeper issue? That in the third hour of our program. But to get into the October surprise, the October surprise, of course, is a phrase that was used to describe Ronald Reagan's campaign's outreach to the Ayatollah Khomeini of Iran to hold on to the American hostages that had been taken in 1979, actually. It was, I believe, late in the year, or perhaps early 1980. But anyhow, by the time, you know, October came around, this had become an issue. People were tying yellow ribbons around trees, you know, per the song. And Jimmy Carter had tried to rescue them, and the chopper went down in the desert, and I believe we lost a soldier or two in that. And what we didn't know at the time was that the Reagan campaign had cut a deal with Iran to hang on to the hostages until after the election was over in exchange for our shipping them spare parts for the American weaponry, which the Ayatollahs had inherited from the Shah. We had armed Iran, the Shah of Iran, and they were running out of, you know, spare parts for jets and even tires for their jets. In fact, a whole batch of tires was transshipped to Iran from Israel prior to the election, apparently at the request of the Reagan campaign. So that's where it came from. The other big October surprise was Richard Nixon's campaign blowing up the peace deal, the 1968 peace deal that Lyndon Johnson had worked out with North and South Vietnam. And that, of course, prolonged the Vietnam War and led to the death of an additional 20,000 American soldiers. I suppose you could argue that Jeb Bush, using the felon list from Texas that his brother George gave him, George Bush was then governor of Texas, Jeb was governor of Florida, Jeb using that felon list to purge 70, 80, 90,000, we're not certain the number, African Americans from the voting rolls in Florida was also an October surprise. There's different ways to interpret that. But and I think you could also argue that the October surprise in 2016 was Republican FBI Director Jim Comey holding a press conference 10 days before the election and saying that it looks like those awful emails that the Russian intelligence service had found on Hillary's server and released in coordination with Julian Assange, that those horrible emails might be also on Anthony Weiner's computer, and we're looking into this again, which shaved 3 points off Hillary Clinton's margins and apparently handed the election to Donald Trump. So anyhow, there's a long history of October surprises, shall we say. But now we're looking at the possibility of an October surprise this fall, and I'm wondering what's it going to be. And I'm wondering, you know, what do you think it's going to be? You know, one possibility is that you know, Putin will do something. I mean, it looks like he's encouraging North Korea right now. He's been, you know, he had these meetings earlier in the year with President Kim Jong Un. The president or premier or whatever his title is of North Korea, and encouraging them in their development of their nuclear program in exchange for the weaponry that he needs to attack Ukraine. And one of the things that has been documented now, which is pretty mind-boggling, is that North Korea has so far provided Russia with more weaponry to use in Ukraine than Europe has provided to Ukraine. So it's kind of asymmetrical. And now, you know, just this weekend, Putin and Xi got together in China, hugging and kissing each other, and Xi apparently has promised to send lots more weapons to Putin to use in Ukraine. So that war in Ukraine is going to get much more brutal. So could this be part of some kind of an October surprise? And if so, could it also lead to World War III? This is my big concern, is that one of these October surprises that Trump and his autocrat buddies are planning might do more than simply put Trump in the White House. They might trigger a world war. And, you know, apparently the discussions right now are about North Korea firing missiles into the demilitarized zone or something worse, you know, a major nuclear test of some sort. China is no longer counseling Kim to dial back his rhetoric. In fact, Michael Schumann wrote an article for The Atlantic titled "Why Xi Wants Trump to Win." You know, again, these autocrats do not like American democracy. American democracy makes them look bad. Their people start demanding something like American democracy. You know, Tiananmen Square, that 27-foot tall a papier-mâché statue of the goddess of liberty, they called it, was the Statue of Liberty, you know, that led the Tiananmen Square uprising, which China has committed to never allow to happen again. So there's that. There's the possibility that something's going to happen with Iran. You'll recall Trump blew up the Iran nuclear deal, basically signaling Iran that they are perfect. You know, it's fine with us if you develop a nuclear weapon. We don't care. And now the Office of the Director of National Intelligence just issued their annual threat assessment. And they write, and this is you know, our official, the head of our intelligence agencies, right, our collective intelligence agencies, writes, quote, ahead of the U.S. election in 2024, Iran may attempt to conduct influence operations aimed at U.S. interests, including targeting U.S. elections, having demonstrated a willingness and capability to do so in the past. During the U.S. election cycle in 2020, Iranian cyber actors obtained or attempted to obtain U.S. voter information, sent threatening emails to voters, and disseminated disinformation about the election. The same Iranian actors have evolved their activities and developed a new set of techniques, combining cyber and influence capabilities that Iran could deploy during the U.S. election cycle in 2024. So there's that. I mean, you know, the possibility. There's also the possibility that Netanyahu, who very much wants Trump back in office, it will help Netanyahu's political fortunes. Netanyahu himself is looking at going to prison if he gets, you know, if he resigns or if there are elections in Israel. And, you know, he would love to have Trump back on and back in office. And frankly, every time he commits another war crime, we just saw this weekend, you know, dropping 1,000-pound bombs into the middle of a refugee camp, and then also bombing the nearest hospital at the same time, so that people, when they were, you know, children were decapitated and people were, some 50 some odd people were burned to death. But the hundreds and hundreds of victims who survived that, you know, with major injuries, wouldn't have a hospital to go to. So, you know, that kind of thing just really pisses off young people in particular who are supportive of, or who might be supportive of Joe Biden. You know, his failure to basically do anything about that. You know, I frankly think that Netanyahu crossed a major red line here, and that, you know, this should provoke a complete end to all U.S. support for Israel until Netanyahu's out of office. But, you know, that's just me. But, you know, my point is that Netanyahu may be planning some sort of an October surprise. So a lot of possibilities. You know, the other big possibility is that it's not going to take an October surprise, that the media is just doing everything they can to get Trump back into office. You know, our media is owned by billionaires and they don't want their taxes to go up. So, I'll talk about that right after the break. It's 16 minutes past the hour. Well, it'll be 17 minutes past the hour in just a few seconds. We'll be right back with more of the news of the day and your calls after this.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
It's your media support group for We the People. I'll be right back.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
1, 2, 3.
What you doing?
4, 5, 6. Counting the first place awards from the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association.
WISS in Oshkosh for the best promo. WAUK in Waukesha, best Maggie Dawn show web story. WMDX in Madison, best web story about the Max Inc. radio show. And WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids for best show, interview, and promo.
Informed, entertained, connected.
And winning.
Your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
Watch out! got me!
The galaxy is safe once again.
In the pretend universe, kids play with pretend guns. In the real world, it's up to us to make sure they don't get their hands on a real gun. If you have a gun in the house, keep it locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by N Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
The John and Gordy Show.
We got fired a lot of times for different reasons.
Oh, nice.
And we got fired so many times, it was the only press that we were able to get in this town. And one of the stories had us pictured on the cover.
Wow.
And so we did that. We did a little interview. Paper came out on a Sunday. We got fired the next day.
Tune in while you still can. Weekday mornings 6 until 8 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
One of the most prolific columnists in the Midwest, Mr. James Causey. One of your columns, you mentioned that you got into the news because of the news quiz.
Yes. I would like to be the first person picked. And so.
Yes. Getting picked first for the news quiz teams.
We need to bring that back, actually. I need to talk to my paper about bringing that back.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays at 2 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. Fresh dog food is everywhere right now, but is it the real deal or is it just all hype? Well, for me, there's a few issues with it. Number one, it ships frozen, so you have to wait for it to thaw. Number two, you have to store it in the fridge, and once it's defrosted, it can expire pretty quickly. Number three, it's cooked, which can actually destroy a lot of the nutrients your dog needs. And number four, it's messy. You're a busy dog parent. You need a dog food that's great for your pup and easy for you to use. That's why I love feeding my dogs Blue and Chewy, Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's ready the moment it's mealtime. It's shelf-stable and dry to the touch, so you don't need to squeeze it from a wet pouch. Plus, unlike most fresh dog food that's cooked with high heat, Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, meaning it has an optimum amount of nutrients that your dog needs for their health and happiness, and a flavor and texture they'll find irresistible. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend, plus get a free bag of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. drmartypets.com/THOM. drmartypets.com/Tom. And welcome back. So I mentioned that I wanted to talk about the media. That's the October surprise article was yesterday's Hartman Report. Today's Hartman Report is titled The Press, What Has Happened to the Lifeblood of Our Democracy? And I start out by going through some of these just astonishing statistics. And by the way, these are an indictment of our media. It's just that simple. When the vast majority of Americans believe things that are not true, or of any country, actually, when the vast majority of citizens of any nation believe things that are not true, then, or don't know the things that are true, then you have to look to the nation's media. Because the nation's media is how people get their information. It's how they're informed. So right now we have a situation where about only half of Americans know that Trump set up and wanted the end of Roe v. Wade, while one in five think Joe Biden is responsible for that. More people trust Republicans with the economy than Democrats, and 46% say Trump can fix the economy compared to 32% for Biden. Only a third of Americans know that Republicans appointed the majority on the Supreme Court. 46% of Americans say a second Biden presidency will weaken American democracy. More than half, 55% of Americans, believe the economy is shrinking and we're in a recession when it's growing faster than under any president since FDR and has been for 3+ years. When President Biden came into office in 2021, almost 2/3 of Americans approved of his handling the economy and foreign affairs. Today, that number is fewer than a third. Almost half, 49%, think the stock market is down for the year, when in fact the S&P was up 24% last year and is up 12% this year. About 3/4, 72% of Americans, are sure that inflation is up right now, when the rate has fallen from 9.1% to the current 3.4%. The best number in the entire 8 years that Ronald Reagan was in office, the best inflation number he had, the lowest inflation number he had, was 4.1%. And Republicans will tell you, oh, Reagan did great with the economy. Well, it's 3.4% now. But 72% of Americans think inflation is worse than it's been in years and far worse than it was during the Reagan administration. So how did we get into, and it goes on from there, there's a bunch of other horrible statistics. How did we get here? I lay out this simple proposition that, number one, when Bill Clinton signed the Telecommunications Act, which empowered social media to facilitate lies and have no responsibility for that, and that ended the ownership rules for radio stations, television stations, and newspapers, that was a major crisis that led to this situation. Combined with Ronald Reagan in 1983 ordering the Department of Justice, the Securities Exchange Commission, and the Federal Trade Commission to stop enforcing the nation's antitrust laws. The first president to actually enforce our antitrust laws since Jimmy Carter is, who presided over the end of AT&T, the breakup of AT&T, although it was started during the Nixon administration. But, you know, the first president to actually enforce the antitrust laws now is Joe Biden. But anyhow, you know, we used to have a media landscape that was, you know, filled with small. Oh, and then the third thing is speaking of small newspapers, half of the local and regional newspapers in America are now owned by private equity firms that are just sucking them dry and promoting right-wing, hardcore right-wing editorials. So it's kind of a perfect storm. It's like capitalism run amok has destroyed our media. And now, basically, 90% of all the media that Americans consume, is in the hands of fewer than a dozen right-wing billionaires and their corporations. You know, Facebook, owned by Zuckerberg, Twitter, owned by Musk in Saudi Arabia, TikTok, owned by the Chinese Communist Party, indirectly, at least, you know, regulated by them. I mean, these are the things that are just driving this move toward fascism and toward Donald Trump. And frankly, we need to do something about this. We need to start breaking up these media behemoths and bring back some of these rules that regulated our media.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
But what say you? I'll pick up your calls right after this break. Stay tuned. Fresh dog food is everywhere right now, but is it the real deal or is it all hype? Well, for me, there are a few issues with it. Number one, it ships frozen, so you have to wait for it to thaw. Number two, you have to store it in the fridge, and once it's defrosted, it can expire pretty quickly. Number three, it's cooked, which can actually destroy a lot of the nutrients your dog needs. And number four, it's messy. You're a busy dog parent. You need a dog food that's great for your pup and easy for you to use. That's why I love feeding my dogs Blue and Chewy Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's ready the moment it's mealtime. It's shelf-stable and dry to the touch, so you don't need to squeeze it from a wet pouch. Plus, unlike most fresh dog food that's cooked with high heat, Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, meaning it has an optimum amount of nutrients your dog needs for their health and happiness, and a flavor and texture they'll find irresistible. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend, plus a free bag of Telly's Treasures, their best-selling beef-liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rights may apply.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Allball Show.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. The jury in Donald Trump's hush money trial will begin deliberations tomorrow. ABC's Aaron Katursky at Manhattan Criminal Court.
The judge told the jury his instructions on the law would take about an hour, give or take, and so by lunchtime, we expect that the jury will have this historic case, and the judge has warned everybody, including the entourage that seems to daily come with former President Trump, that nobody's going to be allowed into or out of the courtroom once the jury is deliberating.
Jurors sat through hours of closing arguments today. The White House condemned a deadly IDF strike over the weekend, but says it did not cross President Biden's red line because it was not a full-scale ground invasion into Rafah. Two people remain unaccounted for after a building explosion in Youngstown, Ohio. The military is investigating the crash of an F-35 fighter in New Mexico. The pilot's ejected and is in stable condition. This is ABC News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The law that took union rights away from most public sector workers in Wisconsin is back in court. Arguments in a Madison courtroom Tuesday are part of a new effort to get Act 10 overturned. Law faces a new challenge now that the state Supreme Court has flipped to liberal control. If you have loved ones with Alzheimer's, experts say communication skills are important if they start to feel overwhelmed at big summer gatherings.
If someone says, oh boy, I'm not feeling well, I gotta go home. Okay, tell us what home means to you. What is it like at the home? Oh, you grew up on so-and-so Avenue. Tell us about that. Don't say, remember this, remember that.
Kristen Cusato is a spokesperson for the Alzheimer's Association. Experts recommend smaller get-togethers for people with dementia instead. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Morgan Spurlock, who lampooned the fast food industry with his documentary Supersize Me, has passed away. Yahoo Entertainment reports the Academy Award nominee died due to complications from cancer. Spurlock showed the effects that an all-fast food diet had on his body and mind. He was 53. Let's stick with gluttony. All great competitors should know when to step down. Such is the case with competitive eater Kobayashi, who claims in his career that he has eaten over 10,000 hot dogs. I actually thought that would be more. Kobayashi once consumed 50 hot dogs in 12 minutes, shattering the previous record of 25 1/8 hot dogs in the same amount of time. The athlete says after eating competitively, two words that should never be used together under any circumstances, for decades, he has no appetite. The moral of the story? If you cram as much food as you can into your pie hole for two decades, you'll eventually lose your appetite. And that's a great way to keep the weight off. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Any remaining showers ending, we'll see lows dropping to the upper 40s overnight as a partly cloudy sky develops. Light north winds. On Wednesday, mostly sunny with highs in the middle 60s. Warmer for Thursday, sunshine close to the 70-degree mark. Currently 52 degrees.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The John and Gordy Show.
We got fired a lot of times for different reasons.
Oh, nice.
And we got fired so many times, it was the only press that we were able to get in this town. And one of the stories had us pictured on the cover.
Wow.
And so we did that. We did a little interview. Paper came out on a Sunday. We got fired the next day.
Tune in while you still can. Weekday mornings, 6 until 8 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I'm joined by comedian and former Dinner in a Movie host, Paul Gilmartin. We'll talk about the new Dinner in a Movie reboot, and I'll be joined in studio by filmmaker Craig Anthony Knitt.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
Payne calling out Senator Durbin for failing to exercise his power as chair of the Senate Judiciary Committee to subpoena Harlan Crow and Justice Alito and aggressively pursue the investigation into Supreme Court corruption. They caravaned through the state with a decorated RV, making stops and holding rallies in East St. Louis, Carbondale, Palatine, and Springfield. The RV is a nod to Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas's RV, which was purchased with a personal loan, which was forgiven to Thomas by a wealthy healthcare executive, raising ethics concerns. And then it goes on from there. So, interesting, right? Also, Judge Luce Cannon down in Florida has as we reported last week, there was this attempt by Jack Smith to get her to change the terms of Trump's release. He's out on bail right now. I mean, you know, he was arrested and he's out on bail in Florida for stealing all those documents and lying to the FBI, major crimes. And Judge Cannon, and so Jack Smith said, would you please modify his release orders so that if he continues saying that we tried to assassinate him or the FBI tried to assassinate him, which is putting the lives of law enforcement at risk, if he continues to say that, you can pull his bail and throw him in jail. And Judge Cannon this morning said, nah, I'm not going to do that. And in fact, you were a bad boy, Jack Smith. You did not inform Trump's counsel that you were going to file this petition, which means that you have been lacking in professional courtesy. Well, it turns out Jack Smith did try to reach out to Trump's counsel. They just never answered him. But, you know, that doesn't matter to Aileen Cannon. So the question is, where does this go now? And I think that this will provide, a good basis for Jack Smith to appeal this to the 11th Circuit, which might then remove her from the case. Or at least that's everybody's hope. It's extremely unlikely, but it's everybody's hope. And finally, Donald Trump over the weekend said in a shout out to Netanyahu and his supporters in the United States that if he's president and students are protesting the slaughter of civilians in Gaza, he will have them arrested and deported from the United States. He'll strip them of their citizenship and dump them in some other country. American college students. So, fascism much? All right, let's pick up your calls here. What's on your mind? Michael in Bronx, New York. Hey, Michael, what's up?
Greetings, Tom. So glad you got to me. I got to set the record straight with some of these Trump lies. First off, this thing about Biden ordering a hit on him, no, that is hogwash. Biden's not the type, and Democrats sure as hell ain't the type to be falling for that kind of nonsense to commit such an atrocity. Right. If there's anybody that is going to do something to Trump, I hope to God not. Because I never advocated, it would very well be the Republicans themselves, those who felt suckered, those who felt betrayed and used by Trump, and they're paying the price. So it's like they're so pissed off that I follow Trump's orders, and he's walking about scot-free, and yet they're the ones with the guns. They're the ones that were told by Trump, if there's something you don't like, you have your Second Amendment remedies. You know, words that can come right back to Trump, heaven forbid. I'm not advocating any violence whatsoever.
Thank you for the nuance.
But then for the thing about his visit in the Bronx, now, what better person than yours truly, Michael from the Bronx, to inform everyone of this? He claims, and his minions claiming, that there were 30,000 people in attendance. Hogwash, malarkey, bullcrap. The thing is, Cortona Park, I've been there at least 3 times already, largely due to a friend of mine, and she and I enjoy karaoke. She had a karaoke birthday barbecue party on a few occasions. Mm-hmm. That park is not big enough to hold 30,000 people. Right. You'd be lucky maybe to get 1,000 or 2,000 at the most. Yeah. But and yeah. That's not
the numbers
even
I've seen are around 1,200 apparently showed up. But right. They actually published pictures of a concert in Brazil or something. I mean, it's weird the pictures that the Trump followers have been posting.
Yeah, and then the thing is, that's not even a conservative part of the Bronx. Right. Granted, there are some Trump supporters. I can name some parts of the Bronx. There's parts of Frog's Neck, parts of Pelham Bay, but largely conservative sections are Riverdale and Morris Park. Mm-hmm. Now, I know much of my fellow listeners are not familiar with these places. I just gave everyone a little bit of geographic and demographic lessons right there. But Cortona Park, that section's residency has zero, I repeat, zero support for Trump and his cult. Yeah. Mark my words on that.
Yeah, I get it. Michael, thank you. Thanks for your call and your thoughts. Dave in Federal Way, Washington. Hey, Dave, sounds like you're in a good mood.
Yeah, Michael always makes me laugh. Yeah, hey, but he's right on about everything. Yeah. Hey, what I wanted to say is, and this gives me an opportunity, I wanted to talk about the October surprise, Tom.
Yeah.
You are always so patient with these right-wing callers, right, that always want to call up and talk about Russia being communist, right, or Marxist. And it gets on my nerves. Russia, since World War II, has never really been a good communist or even socialist country. But especially now, Tom, I call it Gordon Gekko Kremlin. They really are. And the only reasonable argument is you can blame some Americans, but to say they're communist is crazy. And the reason why I bring this up is because you're a businessman, Tom. You know how businesses have to expand. And that's what's worrying me about this, and I don't think Trump voters are getting it. This is what's worrying me about what the Kremlin's doing to the Ukraine. It's going to expand because they have to pay for it. And as far as this October surprise, how does this connect? I think it was actually Stephanie Miller, if I remember correctly, brought it up. Trump has been conspicuously quiet on Evan Gershkovitz, and he has also said
until last week when he said he could get Evan out of jail in Russia. He was basically saying to Putin, hang on to Evan until after the election. I mean, it was basically the same thing that Reagan said to the Ayatollahs in 1980.
Yes, hang out of the hostage. But my fear is this. I go back to the entrepreneurial nature of the Kremlin. I don't think it'll be enough, and China is getting it too. Here's what they have to do. They have, all right, Joe Biden only has, and his administration only has one problem with the American people, this perception of weakness. They have to do something big and splashy and very bloody. And that for the first time, America is for the first time in years since the inception of Israel, America is sort of like being critical of the way is, well, they have to be. They're being critical of the way Israel's prosecuting this war against Hamas. And the thing is it worries me because, Tom, this is all costing the Kremlin and Beijing money.
Yeah.
And as far as that Mudsill thing goes, that I know why you didn't know about that Mudsill speech, because Alexander H. Stevens did the cornerstone speech. They're all just fascist, Tom,
right.
From the Confederacy on to Trump.
Yeah. Yeah, it's the same. It's the same shtick. So, Dave, you said something big and flashy and bloody. What are you talking about?
Well, okay, there's a lot of, I mean, you know, world events. There's a lot of possibilities. But like I said, I'm guessing it's going to be, Iran,
Biden should
even
start
under
a
the
war?
New. No.
That's what George W. Bush did to get himself reelected. He started two wars. That's what Ronald Reagan did to get himself reelected. He started, you know, he invaded Grenada.
Okay. Well, Iran has reinforced their support and said, look, we're not abandoning our proxies. There's been a lot of signaling in Yemen and there's Somalia. There's a lot of areas.
You know, I think it would be crazy for Biden to take on Iran militarily right now.
Well, what choices he has, a lot of innocent Americans die. I mean, I don't want to be so crude.
Well, if they attack us,
it,
I mean, that would be the end of it. But, yeah, I get it. Okay, Dave, thank you. Thank you for the call. Tom in West St. Paul, Minnesota. Hey, Tom, thanks for listening to KTNF. What's up?
I think this year's October surprise will be just from the sheer baggage weight. Trump will maybe in October decline the nomination, and the Republicans will look for something to fill in. And like if Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger were nominated, it'd be morning in America for the conservatives. And
I think it would be more likely that they would pick Nikki Haley with Ron DeSantis as vice president, or the other way around.
Yeah, that is true.
But Trump has...
underlying the conservative mindset is really going under the, our campaign barrage. We're not going after the underlying conservative rationale, and we're just focusing all on Trump. And if he just drops out for... whatever reason, we will...
Then the Republican Party would have a real chance. What you're missing, though, Tom, is that he's got his daughter running the Republican Party, and she's not going to allow that to happen. I think, in fact, that he put Lara Trump, who he's, historically not been a big fan of. He never thought she was pretty enough for the Trump family, and has said so publicly. But he put her in charge of the RNC specifically so that they couldn't, push him out at the convention. So I get what you're saying, Tom. And it would have been a nice theory if the Republican Party was a normal political party right now, but it's merely an appendage of the Trump crime family. We'll be right back, 45 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
The defense has made their closing arguments, they're wrapping it up now. They're basically saying, as I said earlier, liar, liar, pants on fire.
Do you love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money, and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
Welcome to the Lazy Oaf Lounge, Madison's East Side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Stop in for great daily lunch specials, soups made from scratch, and jaw-dropping burgers, wraps, and sandwiches. Plus Friday fish fry and homemade pizza cooked in a classic stone hearth pizza oven. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyOafLounge.com.
The John and Gordy Show.
Robin Voss is out there again, getting angry about making pot legal.
Hang on a second, John. I have to pick up this glass ornament. I got it.
That scares the bejesus out of most of the members of my caucus because we know the wrong thing for Wisconsin is to legalize recreational marijuana.
Oh, my God.
Weekday mornings 6 until 8 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app. The John and Gordy Show.
We got fired a lot of times for different reasons.
Oh, nice.
And we got fired so many times, it was the only press that we were able to get in this town. And one of the stories had us pictured on the cover.
Wow.
And so we did that. We did a little interview. Paper came out on a Sunday. We got fired the next day.
Tune in while you still can. Weekday mornings 6 until 8 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
One of the most prolific columnists in the Midwest. Mr. James Causey, one of your columns, you mentioned that you got into the news because of the news quiz.
Yes. I would like be the first person picked. And so.
Yes. Getting picked first for the news quiz teams.
We need to bring that back, actually. I need to talk to my paper about bringing that back.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays at 2 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
My mom has taken up going to the park to practice yoga.
My dad's going to a club, but not a book club, a salsa club.
Finding new hobbies comes with age.
My mom has started getting lost and not knowing where she's going.
Becoming lost or disoriented doesn't. Confusion with time or place may be a sign of Alzheimer's. An early diagnosis can help improve the quality of life for your loved one. Learn the warning signs of Alzheimer's at 10signs.org. Brought to you by the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it. It's 10 minutes before the hour, picking up your calls here. Nasri in Crofton, Maryland. Hey, Nasri, am I saying your name right, first off?
Yes, that's right.
So what's up?
Just wondering, I keep hearing the economic advisors saying that if Trump gets reelected, that people are going to lose money in a 401k and the stocks are going to tank. And I'm just wondering, like, why aren't the Dems putting that out there? Because honestly, I think people would think again if they knew that, you know, their money and their stocks and bonds would be in danger.
I have not heard any Democrats saying that they think that Trump would destroy the economy. I think it's a good argument, but I haven't heard it. You know, what's the basis of that argument? What is it that he would do that would harm the economy in a way that might affect the stock market?
Well, it's because they keep saying that the chaos that he usually surrounds himself with, and that just the markets are not going to, you know, they like, you know, stability.
Right.
The market's like a stable environment, and every time he gets involved, it's going to be, you know, and then he's talking about deporting people, and nobody knows, like, how that's going to affect the economy. So they think, they're saying that it's not going to be good. And I think the Democrats really need to put as many economic advisors together and get them to, and even businesses. Like, when I talk to people, I'm a pharmacist, and I have worked with a lot of people that are from other areas that have this kind of, you know, they have a dictator, and they say, oh, these people come to your business, they demand money, and, you know, and it's not like a traditional, like, tax or anything. It's
like gangster stuff.
Government, you know, demanding money. I mean, these are things that I think people are just not thinking about because they're just, I don't know what they're thinking about, but they're thinking that their lives are going to go on the way, you know, it's going to be
I get it,
Nasri. Totally different.
Now, if he tries to deport 15 million people, that might actually goose the stock market on the one hand, because he would probably hire all the private prison corporations and all the private militias and everything else, and you know, you could see, you know, a lot of government spending around that. On the other hand, stripping 15 million low-wage workers out of our economy, which is predominantly what, you know, people who are here without documentation end up doing. You know, they're dishwashers and restaurants and you know, gardeners and crop pickers and things.
Yeah.
Taking those people out of the economy would have a hugely inflationary impact, because, you know, you'd have this sudden increase in wages right across the board. On the other hand, yeah, that might have a stimulative impact over the long term because people have more money to spend. So, you know, I don't know. I'm not sure that you can predict it, but I agree that an economic argument would be a strong one. Nasri, thank you for the call. Julie in Geneva, Illinois. Hey, Julie, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. I have kind of a twofold question. The thing with Alito, I had called Dick Durbin's office, and of course, it's just a message, but I am one of his constituents. But my question really is can Alito, since he has jurisdiction over Pennsylvania and Texas, could he stop the count for the 2024 election?
I don't think he could do it alone. He, you know, if he could get four members of the court, they might be able to grant cert to a lawsuit that would stop the count. In 2000, that's what happened. It only took four Republicans on the Supreme Court to basically blow up the Florida Supreme Court ordered recount, and hand the election to George W. Bush. Whether that's going to happen or not, I'm skeptical, frankly.
Okay, well, I will rest in your skepticism, because my other question is, do I have this right that Nancy Pelosi was the one who really stopped the Sidney Powell right-wing garbage of the electoral count? Because were they counting on Alito to stop the counting of the electoral vote, but he didn't because Nancy Pelosi went ahead that evening? Is that correct?
According to Sidney Powell, that's correct. Now, Sidney Powell is an unrepentant liar, but I think she's probably telling the truth in this instance because she was talking to her own people. And basically what she said was that Justice Alito was expected, they were going to, on January 6th, they were supposed to count the votes. They were going to use the attack on the Capitol to push that back to January 7th. So that on the morning of January 7th, Alito could suspend the count, saying that there were election irregularities and things. And then that could lead to a process whereby possibly even the Supreme Court, as they did in 2000, could install Donald Trump as president. And Nancy Pelosi blew that up by not waiting until the next day to hold the count, but instead keeping Congress in session or gaveling it back into session at 8 o'clock that night on the 6th. And by, I think it was midnight or 1 o'clock, they had counted the vote and certified Joe Biden as the president. And Sidney Powell was very, very upset about it. So, yeah, you're right.
So what is to stop that from happening again?
Well, yeah, that's a good question. I think the odds of some sort of really bad shenanigans are even higher now, given that Republicans are controlling the House of Representatives. On the one hand. On the other hand, the new Congress gets sworn in on January 3rd, and the count is January 6th. So if the new Congress hands control of the House back to the Democrats, so Hakeem Jeffries is the Speaker of the House, he'll have the same ability that Nancy Pelosi did to blow up their efforts. We'll just have to, we just have to get as many people out to vote for Democrats for the House of Representatives as possible, Julie. Julie, thanks for the call. I got to run here, but it's the top of the hour. But thank you. We'll be back on the other side of this break. Let me tell you about the mud sill theory that the Republican Party has been promoting. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Fresh dog food is everywhere right now, but is it the real deal or is it all hype? Well, for me, there are a few issues with it. Number one, it ships frozen, so you have to wait for it to thaw. Number two, you have to store it in the fridge, and once it's defrosted, it can expire pretty quickly. Number three, it's cooked, which can actually destroy a lot of the nutrients your dog needs. And number four, it's messy. You're a busy dog parent. You need a dog food that's great for your pup and easy for you to use. That's why I love feeding my dogs Blue and Chewy Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's ready the moment it's mealtime. It's shelf-stable and dry to the touch, so you don't need to squeeze it from a wet pouch. Plus, unlike most fresh dog food that's cooked with high heat, Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, meaning it has an optimum amount of nutrients your dog needs for their health and happiness, and a flavor and texture they'll find irresistible. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend, plus a free bag of Telly's Treasures, their best-selling beef-flavored dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs
eat. Mad Radio 92.7 FM, home of the John and Gordy Show.
Todd Albaugh. Everybody, join us next time. We welcome back Pat Kreitler of Up North News Radio and Trigby Olson of the Lincoln Project. Be there.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Your forecast for you and your community. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. We love Wisconsin weather and tracking it to keep you updated whenever it changes. Listen for our weather-ready stories so you're always prepared on your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC.